This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Now let's talk about adults. 2 weeks from tonight, on May 26th, we will announce a winner of a separate drawing for adults. Adults who have received at least their first dose of the vaccine. This announcement will occur each Wednesday for 5 weeks, and the winner each Wednesday will receive $1
million. $1
million. Mwah! That was a perfect cut, DeWine. $1 million! You know, this has shades of not only Austin Powers, but Logan's Run. If you remember the lottery, you know, when your little crystal in your hand turned a color red or something, suddenly you were sanctuary or whatever it was, I forget what they said, you go in there and you would be zapped and you would be in a heavenly place forever. And of course they were all killed. That was more rapid, but the history and mystery of all of this manifesting through a government in Ohio, DeWine, I think he's a deranged, a sick man. To promote this idea, because you're violating informed consent. You're incentivizing to the tune of $1 million to people to get vaccinated. What happens if they get ill, sick, die, and they can't work, and they didn't win the million? Think about that. The lottery? The odds are not great, especially of millions of Ohioans getting the shot, and now they expand it to teenagers. We're going to get to that in a moment, but right now I'm going to welcome both my humble and lovable producer. That's Super Don. There he is. And Jeffrey Jackson back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jeffrey, good to see you, my brother.
Hey, Robert. How you doing? How you doing, Don? Good to see you again.
Likewise.
All right.
Super Don, we've covered a lot of crazy stories, and Jeffrey, you have too. I'm looking at the governor of Ohio going, every week we're going to do a drawing for $1 million, and all you have to do is subject yourself to an emergency use authorization shot.
I saw this last night, and I was just like, you got to be kidding me. I was just like, man, we are so talking about this tomorrow on the show, because how can you not? You had Dunkin' Donuts, I think it was. It was like, we'll give you a donut. And you've got, like, some bars and stuff. Free beer. And I think DeWine was watching all this, and he was going,
hold my beer.
Yeah. Watch this, guys. I mean, $1 million. If I understand it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
The way he explained it, and because I watched the whole thing, he said starting on like a Wednesday, they're gonna give away $1 million like for 5 Wednesdays. So I believe, if I'm understanding this correctly, we're talking like $5 million.
Yeah.
Overall, mm-hmm. that he's gonna be giving away, and I'm thinking, I'll bet you there's some people in Ohio that really could find another use for that money that might be a little bit more constructive. $5 million.
This is it. You've earned it, though. You've allowed for the experiment to be conducted on your own body.
Get the vaccine. You could win $1 million.
Really? Jeffrey, have you covered this on the high wire, this specific one, or is this so new that today they couldn't cover it? I don't know what you guys were able to do.
We have not. No, this is so new that we have not covered this. It's like you mentioned, we had Logan's Run. If anybody hasn't seen this cult classic from, I think it was the late 70s,
yeah.
Check it out. It's sadly prophetic. It just basically revolves around this city, I believe it was called Sanctuary, and these people, they never grew older, they never grew past, I think, 30 years old.
Yep.
You never bonded with anybody, there was no relationships, and there was no history. People didn't remember their history because they weren't taught it, and they didn't need to be taught it because they were given everything they needed. And yeah, when I saw this clip and when I saw a lot of these steps going towards the eventual Mike DeWine moment, to me, the Nuremberg code flashed, boom, boom, boom. Wait a minute. History. And you know, this is our challenge, Robert, Don. Yeah. Like we sit here and it's like part information, part education, part entertainment, part laughter. But we got to remind people of history here. We got to have your record.
Loads of dangerous absurdity. And Super Don, in that clip, again, it really was appropriate to bring Dr. Evil into that. Hopefully we don't
get banned, I couldn't help it. I mean, when, you know, you see DeWine just sitting there, he's like, $1 million. I was just like, man, that is screaming Dr. Evil right there. But right. You know, Robert, I mean, that is for the adults, right?
Yeah, correct.
Now, you know, just recently, the FDA gave the all clear on the shots for
teenagers.
That are, 15. You know, 17, you know, for
12 to 17, yeah, 12 to 17, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, DeWine didn't stop there. Apparently, he wanted to include the kids in this situation. Did you see what it is that he's offering them?
No, he's not offering them $1 million, is he?
Not $1 million, because they can't legally play the lottery.
Oh,
but he's got something else for them. Check this out.
Let us see it.
2 weeks from tonight, on Wednesday, May 26th, we will announce the winner of a drawing of all those 17-year-olds and under who have been vaccinated, and the winner will receive a full 4-year scholarship to any one of our state universities. This will include tuition, room and board, and books.
So if you survive the shot...
Next Tuesday, on May 18th, electronic portal will be opened up for young people who have been vaccinated to be able to register. And we will do this every Wednesday for 5 straight Wednesdays, each time randomly selecting one student to receive the full 4-year scholarship.
So you can be indoctrinated into Marxism for free if you just get the shot, survive the shot, and get picked randomly for five teenagers or preteens, in the case of a 12-year-old, in Ohio. That's a deep fake, isn't it, Superdog? Come on, tell me that's a deep fake. That wasn't really a governor of the state.
It's not real. And I mean, listen, you at least got to give DeWine credit for, you know, wanting to outdo everybody else, because he definitely has in this situation. I mean, millions of dollars, free, I mean, 4-year free ride, all expenses paid to any university in the state of Ohio. You know how much that's worth? I mean, that's right up there.
You want to incentivize a lot of parents that might have been reluctant a moment before, said they were holding out for a better deal. Is it, Jeffrey, is this the thing now? Is everybody going to go, I'm waiting now, based on what DeWine said, for my state to do that? This is going to be like the governor.
How many other governors, right? How many other governors are looking at this now and going, oh, man.
I've got to do a $2 million lottery. What's this sick and perverse incentive, seriously, to give away taxpayer money to random people based on their vaccine status? It's like, how absurd. I mean, where have we gone as a country? There's nothing constitutional on any level about this.
Morally or medically ethical as well.
This
is actually, if I might be mistaken, but this is one of the first times that the government has thrown its hat into the ring. So before, it's been private companies, Krispy Kreme, Budweiser, Sam Adams. I like to call it the Homer Simpson medical experiment persuasion for those types. But
yeah.
Now we have government officials saying things on record like this and putting up money to coerce people into a medical experiment, which is directly forbidden by the Nuremberg Code and others as well, Declaration of Helsinki. A lot of them throughout the 50 so years since then have popped up and directly forbid this. And the Ad Council from, I believe it was Trump that signed that into order. The Ad Council was activated as the wartime establishment to propagandize people with money set aside for vaccination uptake. So you have the federal government, jumping in on that as well. So there's two aspects of the government. I mean, I don't know how you don't have like a secondary Nuremberg trial at this point, or at least investigations into this. I mean, obviously there's a fever pitch within government and within the leadership right now that perhaps when it dies down, hopefully dies down quickly, we get our sanity back. But Don, as you said, the Pfizer, so at the beginning of this week, the FDA approved Pfizer's vaccine for 12 to 15 year olds, that's adolescents. Mm-hmm. And it was basically just an amended version of their original emergency use authorization in December. But yesterday, breaking yesterday, the ACIP committee, this is the CDC's committee that puts forth the guidelines that everybody follows, the recommendations. They approved to recommend it. What that means now is it will go on the schedule. This thing's still under emergency use authorization, but when this thing gets out of emergency use and gets into authorization, mm-hmm. it automatically pops in there with every other vaccine. So it's going to be right there along with the flu shot and the Tdap and the MMR. Your kids are going to need this to go to school. You're going to need this to go into hospitals. It's going to be like every other one of these. Super, super dangerous. I can talk more about that. I did a little bit of presenting on the Highwire today about that.
Yeah, well, Jeffrey, I'm struggling with the concept of how ACIP or any government committee could approve and authorize fully an FDA licensure of a shot or shots that are still undergoing clinical trials not scheduled in before 2022 and 2023. That just defies all scientific basis and logic and every other level of, you call it, Nuremberg full informed consent. This is insane.
This is really a Howard Beale moment. Mad as hell, not going to take it anymore. If people hearing this are not getting, at least waking up or getting mad, going to do something about this, going to start walk with a picket sign and join the rest of the people around their state houses and stop this thing. Just for context, a child's risk of not dying of COVID is 99.999%. And that's without a vaccine, of course. I looked at, right before we went on air with you, I looked at the American Academy of Pediatrics state level reporting. So this is their data. And of all the states that were reporting, if a child has a case, so of all the COVID-19 cases in children, 0.03% result in death. And that's, you know, a lot of those are high comorbidities with these children. So what I'm saying here is to expose these kids to a risk of severe adverse reactions to a vaccine, to vaccinate this population. Mm-hmm. And they're moving towards infants, like children, young children as well. It's maddening. It's absolutely maddening. And it, you know, it doesn't stop there. So let's, you know, we can discuss more. But the information coming out right now, it seems like there's kind of a runaway going on with this.
I want to, you know, if you haven't explored this, this is something to dig deeper on, is the basis for approval and full licensure of anything that's still undergoing clinical trials. That has not completed phase three. Phase three is happening right now, and it's every shot being given is artificially a reality part of that clinical trial, because the data that's being gathered through VAERS and other things is going to have to be, I think, assessed or included, even though they're trying to deny causality at every step that they can.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
By the way, the perverse incentives that we just covered in Ohio, apparently the governor of Ohio didn't want Kentucky to get credit first because according to this, yesterday or the day before, is it now, COVID-19 shot in Kentucky, you get a shot at 225,000, not almost a quarter million. Kentucky lottery officials offers ticket as a vaccine incentive. So this is sort of separate. It's like we're going to give you a free lottery ticket you might win if you get vaccinated. But, dude, again, this is just messed up. Right. I mean, what perverse incentives they're offering for people to subject themselves to experimentation. And as I said, if a child, much less an adult, is injured or killed by these experimental shots, good luck getting a penny from the PREP Act. You know, that this is what we've also covered, that under the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, X percentage of people are paid out, right? No fault scenarios. Under the PREP Act, I don't know if it's 1%. It's just ludicrous to even call it an act to help people that have been injured or killed by experimental use vaccinations, in this case, or shots.
Right. And in order to get an emergency use authorization, to go back to your point, there has to be an emergency in that group that's being authorized for the emergency. And there is not one. The BMJ actually wrote that. There were three doctors from Carnegie Mellon University, Johns Hopkins School of Medicine, and University of California. And they explicitly said, do not approve this thing for kids. And they laid out a great argument for there is not an emergency. So that's one of them. The other one is there can't be any other modalities that can help. Well, as we've been reporting and as you've been reporting, there's a lot of antivirals that have shown that they can help this thing without being injected with anything. So, but really the first part is the benefits and the risks, and it's not there. So what the heck are we doing? what are we doing?
Yeah, the full-on medicalization of lab ratting, if you will, all humans, all Americans in this case particularly. I don't know which governors are going to win this case, because we covered last hour with Jonathan Emore the DeSantis case of him saying, you know what, I'm going to pardon everybody that has been convicted of violating these so-called health orders, medical mandates of having to wear a mask and distance, for instance. And, of course, now I just heard somebody in our audience just stated that Sprouts has finally backed down on their mandatory masking policy. That's a national chain of kind of health food supermarkets. Yeah. And that's the kind of thing that happens when a DeSantis says, you know what, I'm pardoning everybody who didn't wear a mask and got in trouble for it. And so now these giant corporations are going, how do we hold on to this policy when you got governors of states going, uh-uh, not happening here. Yet you've got the other hand, the governor, like DeWine. DeWine's a Republican, apparently, you know, which tells you it's not about the D or R necessarily, saying perverse incentives, we're going to put lottery-level numbers. Who's going to be enticed more than others to participate in lotteries? The people that believe that's their only ticket, their only way to get by economically. So the poorest among us, could be minorities as well, are going to be sickly, perversely incentivized to subject their children to an experiment that is not even technically authorized, because as you point out so well, there's no emergency for children, even if we can argue that there's not really one for adults either. But let's put that, there's not one for children.
Right. And these limited trials, 18, so we're looking at Pfizer's trials, 18 people, they had 2,260 kids, 12 to 15 in these trials that they're basing this emergency use on. They cut it off basically and submitted the data when 18 of the placebo participants basically were tested with a COVID case and zero in the vaccinated group. So they said, we're good. That's it. Job's done. Send it. And the FDA just added a line and children, as it was put today. So there you have it. There's science at work. We're going to get to the Nuremberg Code a little more, but we really should understand that this is – we're watching history right now. For them to do this with a straight face is the context of this. People were hung in the Nuremberg Codes for what this guy, you know, they weren't. I wrote on Twitter, we went from 1947 to never again to 2021 in Ohio to enter to win.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
here we are. But there's a physician named Carl Bryant that was the picture of my article. He's standing there at the Nuremberg Codes, and he was hung, and he was a physician in Germany that was doing the medical experimentation. So we're not talking about a joke here, people. These people, a lot of people were imprisoned and executed during Nazi Germany or after the war during these Nuremberg trials, which the codes were bore out of because it was so important for a world to say, look, we want humanity to win. Yeah. We want to humanize medicine. We do not want to dehumanize it. So we want to go in the direction away from what we just did towards, you know, as Martin Luther King says, the arc of justice, the arc of humanity bends towards truth. We want to go towards real reality and truth and respect for people. And we're going in the opposite direction.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The CDC wants to clarify the new guidelines on mask wearing if you've been fully vaccinated for the coronavirus. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells Fox News Sunday she's simply delivering the science that is constantly changing.
It evolved over this last week. The cases came down over this last 2 weeks, and so I delivered it as soon as I can when we had that information available.
Several states are now dropping mask mandates, including President Biden's home state of Delaware, which will end their mandate May 21st. The National Terrorism Advisory System is now warning of a very complex and volatile mix of domestic terrorism. It warns that the groups could exploit the easing of COVID restrictions by targeting public places. The Department of Homeland Security is now working to respond to the threat. This is USA Radio News. It was a big finish that surprised everyone in the crowd. Ron Bauer is the winner of the Preakness. USA Radio's Dan Naraki reports.
The 146th running of the Preakness Stakes produced an unexpected result that ensures a Triple Crown winner won't be crowned this year. Ron Bauer, a 12-1 underdog, took the run for the Black-Eyed Susans, running down Kentucky Derby winner and race favorite Medina Spirit and co-favorite Midnight Bourbon on the final straightaway. Jockey Flavian Pratt rode Ron Bauer to victory in his first Preakness Stakes and said that he was hoping a good kick at the end would bring them victory.
Naturally, down the backside, he was traveling well and was passing horses one by one. So I was pretty confident going to a 3-8 pole. And then, as you said, I was behind the two, some of the favorite in the race, and I was traveling well. I thought, well, maybe if he switched lead and give me a good kick, I might be able to run them down.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And I don't know where this is going to end, but it happened very quickly from the Krispy Kreme donut to the Mike DeWine moment. So,
well, you know, Governor DeWine, you should read about history and the history of Nicolae Ceaușescu in Romania, that if they don't hold Nuremberg-type trials, then there'll be pitchforks. Right? The people will say, this is not acceptable. This is horrific what you visited on now. Children. Children you're targeting. with this. And moms and dads will only put up with so much once they wake up and realize what's being done to them, that indeed this is an experiment that violates all the fundamentals of the Nuremberg Code. By the way, your article we have linked up at the High Wire by Jeffrey Jackson here, Remembering Nuremberg is History Repeating Itself. Anything else in this article you want to spotlight here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is, I wrote this and I thought, wow, this feels important. And I'm not saying that from an egotistical stance, but just the timing that we're talking about, it felt very relevant to remind people about what's going on and take the two ends of the rope, put them together and say, that's what happened in the past. Here's what's happening in the present. Look at that. It rhymes really well, and we know where this train goes. So, yeah, we're talking bribery efforts. So Mike DeWine's at the height of it at this point, but it's going beyond that. So we're actually talking psyops. We're talking psychological operations. So we have teachers. It's quoted in my article. We have a head of a teachers organization in the UK saying we need to use peer pressure. First of all, he was saying we need to have vaccination sites in schools. So read that as away from the parents. And they're making laws like in Washington, D.C. to get parents out of vaccination decisions. So picture that in the near future. They're saying we should have the vaccination sites in the schools, and we should make it in a way that it peer pressures the students who aren't getting vaccinated. So they're playing on psychological operations there. And then past that, the USA Today, and this is where I'm not going to say my blood boiled, because getting mad at this stuff doesn't really help anything. But USA Today thought it was a really good idea to run an opinion piece, and it's titled, if anybody wants to go maybe make some comments to the editor about withdrawing this piece, or maybe just add your own comments in there, is titled, It's Time to Start Shunning the Vaccine Hesitant. They're blocking COVID herd immunity, which is not true. And the article calls people who refuse to become part of a medical experiment human petri dishes. Now, hold on one second. Wow. Let's take a breath.
Wow.
This is attempting to dehumanize, in no uncertain terms, directly dehumanize us, a group of people that will not be part of a medical experiment. Forget about the medical experiment for a second. When you start to directly dehumanize people within the feverish pitch of where we are right now, and fear in a pandemic, everything, dangerous implications. And I'm going to go back to World War II. In 1939, Nazi Germany invaded Poland. And in Poland, there were 3 million Jews. And there was a problem, because at that point, Nazi Germany had the master race theory. So they had a problem on their hands. They have this great new land that is invaded, and they have 3 million people that don't fit with the ideology of what they want the rest of the planet to look like. So what did they do? The Department of Hygiene in Poland directed that ghettos were made, and these ghettos were where the Jewish population were to be put, were to be concentrated in this area, so they did not infect other people. Why were they concentrated over there? Because there was an aggressive campaign. Anybody can look this up. I didn't add it into the article, but there's posters on the internet showing, and this is directly in Poland, they were plastering these all over the town saying, Jews are lice, because there was typhus going around that was spread by lice at that point, and they were blaming the Jews for it, and they were trying to dehumanize them and say they're non-human people and they're spreading disease. Boy, where have I seen that before? So what happened at that point, obviously, the concentration never stopped concentrating. So it concentrated into camps, and then it concentrated off this planet, if you know what I mean. So when USA Today runs stories like this, it should be highly, highly offensive to everybody reading this that is a human, that has humanity in them. When Mike DeWine starts to dangle money or dangle a college education in front of your kids, we're talking about enrolling people in medical experiments that will kill them, that can kill them and can maim them for life. Mm-hmm. And as we've reported, as you've reported, the safety mechanisms and the adverse reactions from these things are not being caught by the government, and to get any type of recuperation for the rest of your life with money is almost impossible when it comes to that, because you're fighting against the agency, HHS, who is responsible for not doing the vaccine safety studies. So they're not doing studies, because if they did them, they would incriminate themselves in court with DOJ attorneys. I'm going to get off the soapbox for a second, but that's my piece in a nutshell, is go back to history, because this thing is rhyming like Tupac here.
Dude, Jeffrey, you know, talk about blood boiling. I mean, this is a good time. If those of you met last week, you missed it. We introduced a U.S. grown organic certified organic hemp product here that we now have access to at the Robert Scott Bell Show, going to CBDNF.com. And this is great news because I do not want people going off half-cocked with this anger that is righteous that you're talking about. And I'm looking for strategies to deal with it through prayer, through contemplation, through meditation, through exercise. Because I'm not advocating a Ceausescu thing. That, if anybody takes that, that's not what I'm just saying. Historically, there's a point where the people wake up and they're so outraged that they're all caution to the wind is thrown. And we're like, this is the greatest evil. We have to counter it. And these people are walking down a path. Maybe they're ignorant of it. Maybe they're just arrogant and think it could never happen to them. But there is only so much the people can take when you wake up and realize they're targeting your children. So I'm going to just take a moment because for those of you that didn't get introduced to this, I want you to hear about this critically extracted USDA organic hemp oil from Colorado, United States grown. And then we've got more discussion with Jeffrey Jackson here. So I'm going to take a dose of this while we're on break here. All right. Speaking of hemp, Jeffrey was mentioning that CBD and magnesium were your friends getting through these articles that you've been writing recently. And
yeah.
Super Don, you put up an image, cbdnf.com, RSB15 is the code to get 15% off. We told you that the first 100 people that signed up, just to be customers to get it, you didn't even have to order it. It was nice if you do, but that you were going to be sent a free gift, and they did. They've been sending them out from Nutritional Frontiers. Folks, if you haven't sent a picture in with that, Super Don sent out an email, I thought about it, and if not, he will, about we're going to do a giveaway, a good giveaway, not vaccines. But hemp CBD organic, and all we ask you to do is send in a picture that you got your free samples, take a picture with it, and boom, you're entered. And the odds are way better than in Ohio and Kentucky.
Yeah, I think we've got three entries right now.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty good odds.
Pretty impressive.
You just go to cbdnf.com. You click on, if you haven't created an account, you just click on login, and it'll give you an opportunity to be able to sign up and create a free account. And when you do that, Nutritional Frontiers will send you some free CBD. For the first 100 people that do that, send me a picture, send us a picture of you with your free CBD. I'll enter you in the contest, and we're going to give away at the end of the month a full bottle, which is an $89 retail value of the CBD, the flavor of your choice.
Awesome stuff, folks. Awesome stuff. So thank you to those that support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty in any way, shape, or form. We have our next AMA coming up. And that'll be the 22nd of May, a Saturday morning, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. And we have so much fun with that because we switched it last month to Saturday morning in America. Now we have Europeans, folks in England and Latvia joining us live, which before was the middle of the night. So that's been fun.
Cool.
And yeah, Jeffrey, people all around the world are resonating and have for a long time with a message of freedom and have been with us on this. But more people are waking up because of the terror campaign against them. I mean, it's just astonishing.
Yeah, I would advise people to really double down and take care of themselves first, obviously, and their families. And part of that is taking care of your health. And, you know, you've been telling people how to do that for 20 plus years. And like we were talking about in the break, one of the things I discovered CBD over the last couple of years, been doing magnesium for quite some time, anytime the stress gets a little much. But for me, I'll speak for myself. Trying to stay when you're watching the Mike DeWines or you're watching the whoever's, the Anthony Fauci's.
And Super Don has to review stuff like you're reviewing all the time. He's my buffer. He's my CBD in a lot of ways. You know, Super D, you saved me. I'm younger because of you.
Trying to keep the emotions out of that piece of it. It's okay to get emotional, but trying to keep the emotions out of the data piece because especially, my God, if you're watching mainstream media, congratulations that you're here, that you found Robert Scott Bell, but please turn that off because you're being deliberately, and I say that in no uncertain terms, deliberately terrorized by psychological operations that are beyond your knowing and beyond your awareness when you're watching mainstream media. We're talking
Super
flicker
D,
rate.
You got a lot in common with the Jeffrey Jackson. Did you know that?
You know, I was tempered in talk radio for the 6 years that I was there because I was knee deep in that 24 hours a day. It was insane, and so I built up a really heavy callus.
Yeah,
and I've just developed it. I don't even know what you call it, but I mean, it's just like I just don't it's whatever, you know, it's just like it kind of just goes in one ear out the other. You know, I can kind of filter it out for the most part. So
I like,
but yeah,
to think,
it's very, very easy to get burnt out on.
Yeah.
I did at one point.
It can be very damaging to your psyche if you're not, you know, have either a spiritual grounding of some kind or an ability to see through the language of the matrix and you know, translate it without it entering you. Right. And there's an art to that, of course, a practice to that as well. But I say, like you, Jeffrey, if you're not practicing what you do or Super Don does, turn it off.
You know what works really well?
What
I would suggest is if you're going to watch a lot of mainstream media, listen to a lot of George Carlin. That helped me out a lot. It really did.
George Carlin will get you.
It really did. I mean, nothing can get you more grounded in reality than George Carlin.
Now, there you go.
So. Yeah, your constitution is envious, Don. You're the Fonzie of talk radio.
That's great. Oh, I love it, the Fonzie of talk radio. Now, let's talk about maybe the emboldening of the public. Is it happening? I hope so. I pray so. Certainly with DeSantis in Florida pushing back on the mask and saying, I'm going to pardon everybody that was convicted of this nonsense. I think, as I said, maybe that was an impact that Sprouts as a national chain and others might have to go, we can't sustain this. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Klaus Schwab. We can't keep doing this, right? You have an article about lockdowns, that they were a mistake as people moved to take their lives back. Are you seeing this happening from a ground-up scenario or a little bit of both? What's happening here?
I've seen it from a little bit of both. A lot of health professionals that were out front at the beginning, you know, the authors of the Great Barrington Declaration, so on and so forth, they were obviously the Scott Atlases, who was the coronavirus advisor to Trump when he was in office. They were really, whatever we want to call them, astroturf by the media, almost into retirement for a lot of them, just out of the media spotlight. But they've come back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management.
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Scott Bell Show. We're not standing for this 1 second longer, because the legislators of the various states, they will say, you know, in earnest, quietly behind the scenes, look, I'm with you, but there's no stomach to go against the governor, or there's no stomach to stand up against vaccines right now. And I don't know. And it goes, but then there will be that groundswell of people, and even those legislators will have to go, oh, now I know somebody in my family, and now I'm going to throw that caution to the wind, and I'm going to stand up, even though they don't have the stomach for that. You know, again, that's inevitable. It's only a matter of timing. It's a when, not if. But it's a question of how many people have to be injured and killed before we get there.
Absolutely. And the one thing I will say, just to end with, because I know we're getting short on time here, mm-hmm. the pressure that's – there's never been more people awake and staring at this moment, at this medical system, at the underbelly of this medical system that we've been pointing out for years.
Mm-hmm.
And this pressure on the system, the fact that they're moving so fast in broad daylight, so to speak, with everyone watching, kind of a real emperor has no clothes moment with mm-hmm. with damage to families and communities – hopefully that pressure is going to be enough to change things. And I think back, you know, I didn't know him as a close friend as you did, but official stories, Liam Schiff, he said in there, I believe it was in there, he said, until there is another sacrament to replace vaccination in this church of medicine, it's not going to change. So I'm seeing this pressure getting put on this system. The vaccine candle, they're burning this thing down so hard and fast. People are not going to trust the people making these policies anymore. People aren't going to trust the shot. Even if they come out with one that's good, for God's sake, that doesn't have any reactions, doesn't have any issues, and that does protect people. People, it's kind of, they cried wolf too many times and too many people have been hurt.
Right.
Perhaps something will be born out of this that is a new sacrament, something that follows humanity, something that is more towards health and healing and is aligned with our natural bodies. And that's my hope. That's my hope.
One word, homeoprophylaxis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we already have it. And the thing is, you're right. People want their rituals. They want the rites of passage, right? These sacred traditions. Liam was excellent at putting that into historical context and how it morphed from the religions of old, the traditional religions, to the church of pharmaceutical mysticism, right? Modern medicine. And, you know, as I've said, you know, my kids are not shot up at all. They've never been vaccinated. They've never even had antibiotic. But, you know, people call me and ask me all the time, but what do? You didn't vaccinate. What do? You got to do something. I'm like, no, you don't have to do anything. You have to live healthily. Now, at the same time, I say, look, if you feel like you need to, there is this thing called homeoprophylaxis. I don't think it's necessary. I think that if you're concerned about these exposures and manifestations, it is a tool that can be used legitimately and properly. It's fine. But, yeah, we've been programmed into believing that we only survive by getting a shot, some rite of passage, some sacred, you know, something, right? And Liam was astute in that regard. I'm glad you brought that up and remember that because, you know, that's part of the resistance to transform and change until there's somebody that comes in and says, okay, we don't have that now, but we got this. And they're like, oh, okay, now I can move right forward. Mm-hmm. So homeoprophylaxis is a safe way to go if you feel like you need to. And we'll be talking more about that in the coming days, weeks, and months. And I encourage everybody, if you haven't downloaded my lecture for Trinity, it's a lecture on demand, homeopathy, clinical homeopathy 101 plus, goes to the basis of the terrain and how to restore it with homeopathic methodologies. Out of France, it's called the drainage technology, or technique, I shall say. Please do so. So, Jeffrey Jackson, another triumphant return to the Robert Scott Bell Show, my friend.
It's been great. Thanks for having me.
Anything we should look out for coming up next week on the High Wire? I know you guys are working in advance on so many things.
Yeah, you know, we had a big show today, and I'm not in the really like plug in the show or anything like that.
That's okay. But
we had a big show today. We had a guy come on and really drill down to the lab origins, kind of like Ron Paul was questioning Fauci. We really brought some documents forward and had a great, Dell had a great conversation
that.
With him.
Beautiful.
And so that changes the entire narrative. So, I don't know where we go from here. I don't know where we go from here if that is the truth. And if it is, then we as a globe have a lot of decision making to do in a very short time. And maybe just take a moment this evening and talk to your God or gods and figure out where you are, where your family is, what direction moving forward, and ask for answers, because we're at some grounds right now that do not have historical context very much. So
the shift is on, my friends.
And
Jeffrey Jackson playing a great role in helping us see through these lies, propaganda, and psyops as well. Thank you, my friend. And great show. We're going to take a break here. Those of you who want to come back in 60 seconds for the bonus rounds, we'll be here. Jeffrey Jackson, my friend, thank you for helping us remind everyone here that the power to heal is theirs as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.